Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. So glad to have you tune into this segment today. This podcast is a production platform of the Wow Seat Media, and be sure to follow us on Facebook. You can also learn more about our other five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms by visiting our Tumblr site. And you can visit that at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And our core focus for today is the benefits of incorporating sports into your organization. And it's going to be with our special guest, Chris Roberts. I've included in the show description a brief bio about him, his website, and also how to connect with him on social media. And before I bring him on, I just want to say a few things about him, because Chris is one of the most kind-hearted people that you could ever meet. I mean, he's just sincere. And when I was first introduced to him, I said, everyone needs a Chris Roberts in their world. That's just how I felt, and I still feel that way. He's just one of the most incredible storytellers. I really enjoy hearing him talk. And also, he has these fabulous articles that are so well written on LinkedIn. And he's also very passionate about leading from his heart space, because he's really about serving in the higher causes of the world. And you're going to hear all about that today. I'm really proud because I get to be a mentor to him. And also, he sees me as a trusted guide into his next levels. And I'm also privileged to call him a dear friend and a colleague. And I'm really excited just to have him here on the Wow Seat today. So welcome, Chris, to the Wow Seat.
Thank you very much, and thank you for that really fantastic introduction as well.
You're welcome.
I didn't even recognize myself then.
Oh, it's all true, though. It's all true. You know, I really appreciate you so much and just who you are in the world. I mean, your unique presence and just everything that you bring when people encounter you, because I, not just my personal experience, but I know the truth just from others who know you, and also the two who connected us, you know, they just have fabulous things to say about you. Everybody just appreciates you. And, you know, in the U.S., they have a show, or used to have a show, that was called Everyone Hates Chris. But in this case, everyone loves Chris. And I'm really happy to have you here in the Wow Seat today.
Well, I think it's a good job that we're not on video, because my face is quite flushed at the moment.
I can feel it. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. So I'm happy to have you here, and I really want to get into talking about what you do and everything. But before we start diving into that, I like to ask my guests when they come on the Wow Seat two particular questions. And so I want to ask you, what has been your most recent wow moment?
The recent wow moment, like you over in the US, over in the UK here, we've had a situation with lockdown, and that has been a pain. It really has. And it's changed a lot of lives, and it's changed what we do, because we're a community soccer team, and everything that we do is all team related, and it's all done outside on a soccer pitch. So we played our last tournament back in February, and we played it for a men's mental health charity. And since, like, we've been locked down now for 7 months, where we've not been able to get out onto the pitch again. And I was sat back at home having to think about what could we do. And a wow moment came when I thought, we've spent the last 11 years building our Dragons soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We could probably go out and help others form recreational teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to thinking that, okay, we're heavily involved in soccer and that's how it's all started. But again, the wow realization was that it doesn't necessarily have to be all about soccer, recreational activity.
Right, yeah.
It can be about, you know, any kind of sport. It can be about adventure.
Yeah.
Recreational activity can be, you know, things like arts and crafts. And
mm-hmm.
there are so many elements to it. And we thought, you know what, we've done our own team building and we know the benefits of it. And we thought, this is the time when we need to go out there and kind of share the message that
it's
recreational activity
mm-hmm.
that is of benefit to us and to everyone else.
Oh, that's excellent. That is definitely a wow moment. Anytime you can repurpose and reposition yourself to serve at a higher level, because that's exactly what you did. Is not just look at, okay, this is how we've been traditionally doing what we're doing. We've leveraged ourselves in a way where we're not going to allow the situation that's taken place to stop us from being able to move forward. And you just repurposed it and repositioned it. I think, yeah, that is a wow moment for sure. Thank you for sharing that. That was great. So I want to ask you also, because you did sort of introduce a little bit about what you did just within what you were speaking, but I want you to share with the listening audience, what is your wow mission? What is your worthwhile, outstanding work?
The wow mission, I think, is our main aim is that we raise or help to raise funds and awareness for various causes. And with us having a team, we have a team of around 75 players, and our first mission is to actually help the 75 players that we've got. We want them to get a physical experience and a physical wellness from mm-hmm. what we do, but we also want them to have a mental well-being as well.
Of course.
And we also want them to have a social inclusion. Because the way that it works is that we don't play in any kind of competitive league. So we don't expect our players to turn up every Saturday, shall we say, at 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
home and away and play. We have players who want to come along and play for 90 minutes. We have players who want to come along and play for 5 minutes. We have players who just want to come along and just sit on a bench and just get dressed up in the kit. But they want to feel a part of it. So our outstanding work, shall I say, our mm-hmm. our mission is that firstly we want to give a social place of comfort for our immediate players and for their families. But then on a bigger scale, we want other teams to form so that they have a similar comfort zone as well,
mm-hmm.
where they can play. And they don't have this feeling of needing to be competitive. They have this feeling of inclusion. And we have an outlook because we, you know, again, going over to the USA with their sports, and you have lots of children's teams, and there's lots of emphasis on how good you are to play for the children's team. Whereas we feel that as children should be part of a team, not based on their ability, but on the ability to be included. And that's why we think that it's good to be competitive, but it's also good to be included and to feel
absolutely
that you're part of something and you belong.
Yes, that definitely is a wow mission. That is a worthwhile, outstanding work for sure. And, you know, I know about what you do and everything, and it's just amazing. And I really want to get the maximum benefit of you actually talking a little bit more about that in this segment. I know this is a short segment, it goes by pretty fast, but I really want the listening audience to hear about what you do, because you bring a lot of benefits to organizations based on a program that you have that you incorporate into different organizations as it relates to sports. So yeah. You've been talking about the team and everything. I want you to actually reinstate the name of the team and then talk about the benefits of really incorporating sports into one's organization. Because I think, you know, we think about it's kind of a very lifestyle type of terminology that's really outside of just athleticism. I mean, it really speaks to the whole of what we do, because life is more like a sport, you know, and yeah. The disciplines, you know, that we use in our everyday lives and careers really link into that. So talk a little bit about what it is that you actually do, and also to the benefits of what that would bring to an organization.
Our community football team is the North Wales Dragons, and what we love to do is we love to involve businesses, charities, and community groups. Businesses, they've all got their own social conscience, human mm-hmm. social conscience. There once was a time when it was called corporate social responsibility. But I think we're leaving that behind now, and mm-hmm. it's human social responsibility. So every day in work, we cross the threshold and we go into mm-hmm. our work environment. And what we do is we bring our hearts and minds, and we bring our hopes and our dreams, but we also bring our worries as well. Mm-hmm. We sit by a desk, or we stand by a machine, and those thoughts are with us constantly. So we feel that with business owners, if they were to share the space with their employees, mm. would it not be great if everybody brought their hearts and minds collectively for the good yes. of each other, but for the good of the community as well?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a recent game that we played. We played a parts company in Manchester. And the parts company in Manchester had a chap who worked for them, and he was called Bob. And Bob liked a Friday where they would eat healthy all week, but come mm-hmm. Friday, they would have this particular day where they ate unhealthily, shall we say. And this, he developed an illness. He developed pulmonary fibrosis. And with developing this illness, he needed a lung transplant mm. and eventually he passed away. Obviously, they couldn't save him. So anyway, his work colleagues got together and said, "Do you know what? We'd like to do something in Bob's memory. Could we play a soccer match with you?" So he said, "Yeah, of course." So the gang came down and they had a game of soccer, and we had an auction, we had raffle prizes, that kind of thing. And we raised money for British Lung Foundation in mm. the name of Breathe for Bob. The thing yeah. with that was, it was like I alluded to before, is that mm-hmm. the players involved were, they had a physical run out. The mental health was good because they were doing something for a cause that was close to their heart, and that's yeah, an important right. thing. And also they got the social value from it. But what also happened was, because they were representing the car parts business, the car parts business were also implementing their human social conscience as well. Because Bob was an employee of theirs, mm. and he was part of the group. And again, while he was in work, he would have had his worries, his cares, his hopes and dreams and that kind of thing. So Bob's legacy was probably with this football match, with the colleagues who played for him, but also the company as well. So you can see how a business actually involved themselves in the community and how it all molded together and how it all worked. And it worked for a very, very good cause.
Yeah. I remember actually reading about that on your blog, and it was such a very touching story. I'm really glad that you shared that here because it really speaks very poignantly to how we really need to be, a community. And just even the story that you're sharing, about him, how that touches the heart of really everyone. And it makes you really want to be unified and to carry on a legacy like that. It's like it started a new beginning of so much more just based on what happened with the loss. And a lot of times when we do experience a loss, it normally is a birthing of something new. And to be able to have teams join together. And I love the way that you've just expressed this. One of the things I really like about you, I mentioned earlier that, you're a really great storyteller. and I really love listening to you. And I could actually go on for a long time around this. I want to actually segue into talking about really how you actually do help the businesses or the organizations start to incorporate, because you have a model that, and you've spoken to it, but we could talk about it a little bit more, but you have a model that can really help to set up and establish this type of experience to be ongoing within an operation. So do you want to speak to that really quick to go a little bit more in depth?
Yeah. So the model that we use is very, very basic, because going back 120, 140 years, when you look at some of the biggest soccer teams in the world, they all started with a model of actually social inclusion. So all the factory teams, I remember there's when a lot of going back to 1800 and something, a lot of Scottish migrants ended up somewhere in America. And I think they call it, there's a nickname for it. It's called Soccer Town, but I can't remember where it is. But there's a Scottish-based heritage. And that was all based on recreational soccer done at lunchtimes and done in the evenings. And our model is actually based on that. And it is as simplistic as you get a bunch of guys together and you, or girls together, because we've just formed a women's soccer team at the same time. So you get a bunch of them together and you go out and you look for like-minded people to play against or to be with. And the way that the model works is that you have a group of 17 players. How shall I put it? So they have individual sponsorship. So they have friends, family, and work colleagues. And they get individual sponsorship on themselves. And then they come and play. And that is how the money is raised for the community group. So, and it's a variable, because you might have, let's say, Tommy. You might have Tommy who comes along and he will put $20 into the kitty. But Tommy is very shy. He doesn't really, integrate with that many, and he's got not that many friends. But then you'll have Freddie, shall we say. Freddie is the life and soul of the party. Freddie works with a lot of people. He's got a big family, so he might earn, he might raise £500. But the thing is that it all gets put into the same pot. Nobody says how much each other's put in. That's all kept a secret. The main idea is that all that money is just put into that one pot, and that's come from such and such a team.
Wow.
So at the end of it, not only do the employees or the volunteers of the business or the charity group or the service users of the community group, all those, they all, you know, they are one body. Mm-hmm. And that is as simplistic as the model.
Yeah, wow. That is. We need more business models like that, right?
Yeah.
I could definitely see the huge benefits of that for sure. I'm really glad you shared that. You know, this talking about this topic, though, I guess it just even vibrationally, it's just a good thing because I guess going back to what I said earlier about, you know, sports and just the whole concept around it and how it can be expanded far beyond what, you know, we traditionally see it as. And you definitely painted that out, a beautiful canvas of that today. Before we close, because this segment goes by so fast, I really want to ask you also, are there any upcoming projects that you're working on or endeavors that you want us to know about, or anything current that you have going on?
We've just helped set up another soccer team just across mm-hmm. the border in England. We've also set up another soccer team down in South Wales as well.
Wow.
So the one that we helped set up over in England has done mm-hmm. work with an autism, the Children's Autism Society. They also did a men's mental health.
Okay.
So
we've just
been involved in working on that. The one in South Wales was an interesting one because they've actually got three transplant players playing for them, which
is huge. Wow.
So that was an interesting one. So as I was saying before, that, you know, we're pretty much continuing on the wow moment.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah, but that's an expansive wow moment, isn't it?
Yeah. But while we have been on lockdown, the money that we've helped raise during the last 12 months has been used. So we donated to our local food banks.
Oh, that's great.
We donated to our local hospitals because they had elderly patients who couldn't have or didn't have visitors purely because of the way lockdown worked. So what we did was we went out and got essential items for them, like toiletries and stuff like that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. Yeah,
so
that's great.
And what else was there? There's an accident and emergency unit not far from here, our local hospital. So we bought specialist hand creams for them because, you know, their hands were getting all chapped because of COVID and what have you. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that's a few things we've done.
Oh, that's more than a few things, but that is wonderful. Oh my gosh, your mission is so expansive, and you know, I love talking with you because I enjoy just everything you bring to the table, and then also too, you know, our relationship that we have professionally and as friends and colleagues and everything. You're just a wonderful soul, and that's why I said that in the beginning. And I know we have to close out, but do you have any closing words you would like to share with the audience?
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for listening
to me.
You're
welcome.
But to end, you know, to all your listeners out there, you know, please think about forming a team, mm-hmm. any kind of recreational activity team. You can attract people who will be surprise leaders or ambassadors, and they will make a difference to you or your community. And, you know, I know you've given out our contact details, but by all means...
Oh, please state it here. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, just drop me an email at chris@NorthWalesDragons, or if you Google North Wales Dragons, you'll find us. Yeah, please, just, you know, if you're on LinkedIn or if you're on Twitter or Facebook, just message me, because as you've heard over the last half hour, I like to talk.
You are wonderful, and I can say to anyone, please reach out. You will not be disappointed. As I said earlier, that everyone needs a Chris Roberts in their world, and so do not deny yourself that awesome experience. Thank you so much, Chris, for being in the wild seat today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And thanks so much, listeners, for tuning in to The Wild Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wild, She Does It All, and you can learn more about me on my website at www.wildshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, go out and make it a wild day and stay blessed.